Welcome to the Thriving Yoga Teacher Podcast, your go-to resource for building a thriving yoga business and life. I'm your host, Jen, and each week I'll be sharing insights, strategies, and inspiration to support you on your journey to success and fulfillment. Whether you're looking to grow your business, deepen your mindset and self-belief, or simply find more balance in your life, you're in the right place. Get ready to unlock your full potential and thrive in every aspect of your journey as a yoga teacher. I'm thrilled to have you here. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to today's episode of The Thriving Yoga Teacher. Today I am quite excited actually to talk to you about sales. Now, sales can be quite a negative word, and as you know, have a look, what just came up for you when I said sales? Did you like contract a bit? Did you like, ugh, no, not sales. What's that? Or are you actually excited about sales? And, you know, what's the first thing that came up to you? How do you up for you when I said, I want to talk to you about sales today? Now, we all know that sales within business is important. It's your lifeline. Without sales, we don't actually have a business. We just have a really super expensive hobby. Now, what I've found is that, especially for yoga teachers, like the word selling seems to almost be triggering. For some, at least. Maybe not for all. You might not be one of them, but for a lot, it seems to be triggering. The word sales can feel really icky, so negative. And like I find like a lot of yoga teachers that can almost like repel the word and like the sentiment itself. Like when I said just now, like what does it evoke in you? Is it like this, oh gosh, sales, no, hide away kind of sentiment. And this is essentially what I want to talk to you about today, because as I just said, sales is so important within any business. So how can we make sales like feel less icky and less negative? And that's exactly a question, isn't it? If your first instinct just now was to go like retract essentially, what can you do? So start flipping the whole sentiment. So what if we started to see sales as actually being of service? Because at the end of the day, that's exactly what it is. You are providing a service to your students. And in exchange for that, they're giving you money. Money is just energy. So all this is an energetic exchange. You're providing a service and you get getting back energy in the form of money. And this is such a huge like mindset switch that this part alone, like within the first 4 minutes of this podcast, that might be huge for you. But, so I could leave it here and have a really short podcast today. But how can you make sales more fun and be like in flow with who you are, maybe leading a little bit more from the heart, making it a little bit lighter and, as I just said, fun. So first of all, what I advise you to do is ignore what everyone else is doing. What they are doing, and if that's working for them, that's great. It doesn't mean it actually works for you. You need to find what works for you and what feels good to you in your heart, in your soul, in your body. So if someone, for example,
puts on a workshop and you think, oh yeah, I can make some, you know, good money from a workshop, because you can generally. But it doesn't, you know, there's something inside of you that's just, no, that's just not quite work. You know, that's not, I don't actually want to do a workshop. You're never going to sell a ticket. So you need to find what works for you in terms of what you're selling and how you're selling. And in terms of how you're selling, start by asking yourself, how can I bring more fun to making sales? And, you know, that is a very personal question that I can't answer for you. I can give you some ideas, but you're the one that actually needs to do the work. So you could, for example, do a fun little challenge on your Instagram, on your Facebook, on whatever medium you want to do this. You could do a little challenge, you know, where you bring some fun into that. So I'm actually doing a sales challenge, to be fair, which is a 30-day sales challenge. And it's just to bring some, that's exactly what it is, bring some fun back into it and some more femininity and going with the flow. And it's not about, you know, strict rules or strategies, because again, that's usually not fun. So find what works for you that makes it fun. So that can be a challenge. You could host a one-off masterclass, for example, or a one-off yoga class focused on something very specific, and then sell something at the back of that. Maybe you can share like fun little routines on Instagram stories. There are so many ways to bring fun back into your sales process. And the sales process is not just the actual selling. It's everything around it, essentially. It's everything that you do in your business, because it all essentially leads up to selling, doesn't it? It's either nurturing or selling, especially when it comes to social content. So regardless of what you're doing at the moment, how can you bring more fun into it? Because let's face it, if you are having more fun, your students are having more fun, and they're more likely, your students or your viewers or your followers have more fun, and they will more likely sell whatever, buy whatever you're selling. And it's almost as simple as that. It is as simple as that. If you've listened to the coffee chat, I talked about all being in our heads quite a lot of times, which then stops us from taking actions. And when it comes to sales, a lot of times we are in our heads. We want to know the frameworks, the strategies to sell, etc. That's not fun. I mean, it can be, but what if you just do your own framework and just put your offer out there? What if you just put your offer out there without overthinking it, without judgment, just saying, you know, I've got 3 spaces for my class on Monday. Who wants it? It's as simple as that. And this can apply to absolutely everything within your business. Just bring it back to fun. Make it, you know, you need to bring your own authenticity to it as well, obviously. If you're like really serious, now people keep telling me that I can be quite serious and quite stern. I keep saying that's a German side of me, but I'm not that serious. I take the mick out of pretty much everything. So, you know, even if you are that serious, just make it light, make it fun. You know, be different. See what you can do. See what you can do today. Because, you know, when we are so much in our heads and wanting to follow rules X, Y, Z, you know, I do love a good strategy, and I try, if it feels good, I do try strategies. And I take parts of it that work and make it my own. And I'll do it again. I might do it again differently. I might do it again exactly the same way. But it needs to feel, you know, good for you. And you need to have fun. Because if you are putting out a story, let's say, because I'm on Instagram, that says, oh God, I'm trying to make this like really like serious now, without like being too lighthearted, but I literally can't do that. Apparently my pitch just went really high as well. So apologies about that. But if you are like really serious, and let's say you have 3 spaces available, and just literally put out a story of like you looking like really stern, what I guess apparently my resting bitch face is, which is still hilarious. And then you sort of say 3 spaces, something along the lines, there are 3 spaces for my class on Monday, book here. That's not really, that is very direct and to the point, I'm not going to lie, but that's not really fun or light. Now, if you were to see that story, are you inclined to book that? And if it is, that's absolutely fine. But I know for me personally, I probably wouldn't. Depending, I guess, on what, like, how I perceive it, what mood I'm in. Because that's the other side, you know, depending what mood your followers are in, it's how they perceive what you put out. And that's a huge thing to also remember. And this is where, when you get like too direct and to the point and too serious, you might not have that many signups. Whereas, because, you know, if you're that direct, regardless of what mood I'm in and how I perceive it, like my perception is, it is straight to the point. So there is a question mark of if I would buy it. However, if it's like written in a fun way, it's like lighthearted, just, you know, maybe like the link to the booking page, instead of book now, says join me on the mat, or something like fun that you might say. Even if I'm like in a like low mood, let's say, and I read that, I still perceive it as to be like lighthearted and fun. So, you know, just see how you can be more lighthearted and fun today in the way that you are selling. And if you weren't going to sell today, I challenge you to do. Sell today. Because that's another thing that a lot of us don't do, is essentially sell. We just post about things, our pillars, our content pillars, and our routines, and maybe part of our journey, and things that we've done in the business, or our, you know, us practicing. But then we don't actually tell people how they can work with us, essentially, how they can book when I'm even doing a yoga class. So have a think about, when was the last time you've actually posted about your yoga class? I'm not necessarily saying, you know, post every single day. If you can challenge yourself to sell for 30 days, and that does not mean posting on Instagram every single day that you're selling something. That can mean it, but it doesn't need to. I'm part of as I just said, the 30-day challenge, where we are selling for 30 days straight. Am I posting on my stories every single day that I'm selling? No. There are ways around that. And, you know, depending on where your business is, it kind of depends what you're doing. But for a challenge, you can do that. I wouldn't post every single day the same thing, and I wouldn't post it in my feed either. I would just post it into my stories. But, you know, there is a way, and just, as you know, just making it fun for yourself. Because how boring is it for yourself to just say the same thing over and over again, and then you don't get anything back? You're not getting any bookings. That must be like really heart-wrenching. So coming back to like our hearts and in the like light of making it fun, what fun little bit can you do today to make sales more lighthearted? And one thing, I've actually written that down just to make sure to tell you this. The one thing to remember also is, it will always be a no unless you ask for the sale. So many people are scared of a no. People won't book onto the class or book onto the course or whatever it is that you're currently selling within your business. But if you don't ask for the sale, it's always going to be a no. So if you're not selling, it's a no. And on that bombshell, and this is where so much of my personality comes through right now, and what I watch and do when I'm not working, I will leave you with this. I would love to, for you guys to let me know what fun little things you've done to in terms of your sales and what you've done today. So head over to Instagram and just shoot me a DM. My username or my handle these days is called is Yoga Mentor Jen. So let me know what you've done. And thank you so much for tuning in today, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.